quick few moments with Tim Brando of CBS. You've seen a lot of the ACC this year. Some would say that it's not the best year that the ACC has had in recent memory. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I think it's cyclical and they're young. It's a league that's very young. It's had some coaching transition too. And whenever you have that, I think that it's easy for the perception to be that it's in a down cycle. You've got Wake Forest losing all those players and losing their coach and bringing in a completely different system. Boston College didn't lose its players but lost its coach and had to adapt to Steve Donohue's approach and actually did a very good job. And I don't know that they've gotten, because they're BC and Boston College never gets very much attention in that town, they probably are better than people realize and really are overlooked a little bit as a quality team that could make a little noise in the NCAA tournament. I think they've been perceived as a bubble team, and they may be, but I think they're going to get in, and they might do a little something. But when Duke and North Carolina are perceived as being so much better than everybody else, and you look at the standings at the end of the year, and that's what we have, I think it makes the rest of the conference look like they're bottom feeders as opposed to being actually pretty good. And I think, you know, you had the transition for Gary Williams, the Gravis Vasquez era coming to an end. He had two freshman guards that he tried to get as much out of as he could, and he had complimentary veterans that weren't ready to take that next step to be leaders for the team. Neither Tucker or Bowie or any of those guys were able to do that. And so Maryland looks like a team that maybe is a year away from getting back in the tournament. But I really think that teams like Florida State, Boston College, maybe even to some extent Virginia Tech, are teams that could get in the tournament, maybe have the possibility of winning a couple of games and turn the image of the conference around a little bit once we get into the NCAAs.
You think Jordan Williams will stay at Maryland?
I think he will, and I think he needs to. He's one of the very few back-to-the-basket players that we have in the college game. Sullinger certainly is the best of that group in the college game this year, and that's why he's a Player of the Year candidate. But Jordan is I think probably in a position where this season he got doubled a bunch, didn't get a lot of help from his guards, and I think next year with the evolution of Stoglin and Pishon Howard, I think Jordan stands to maybe have a really breakthrough year statistically, and with that I think will emerge as a higher and greater prospect at the next level. So I believe that he will come back, and I think he should, because he will gather some momentum to be a much higher pick, maybe even a lottery. I mean, the guy has got a lot of talent. He's a little undersized for that level to play with his back to the basket, but he's got great hands, and I think that's what makes him a difference maker. His hands are strong. He's very strong with the basketball.
If I'd said to you on January 1st that North Carolina was going to win the ACC regular season title, would you have believed it?
No, and I think what it does is it shows you again how in college basketball we can have addition by subtraction. Roy Williams was trying to massage the minutes and keep Larry Drew and Larry Drew's family happy, and it still wasn't enough. Drew finally decides to, in the middle of the night, drive out like a Mayflower truck, governed by Bob Irsay back in the 80s in Baltimore. And what happens? Kendall Marshall takes over. He starts playing 35 minutes. Harrison Barnes gets the ball in a position where he can do more things with it than he ever got it from Larry Drew. And now North Carolina is a team that potentially could be even a number one seed. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the ACC tournament. If enough other teams that are poised to be one seeds drop games, get knocked out early, North Carolina is every bit as good as any team that's going to be on the one line in this NCAA tournament.
If you'd said to Roy Williams on January 1st, you guys are going to win the ACC regular season title, would he have believed it?
He would have taken it, and he would have had to have said he believed it. But I did the Georgia Tech game when they lost by 20 right before Larry Drew left the team. He wouldn't have believed it then. I can tell you that. He would not have believed it then.
One final question for you. You called the Georgetown-Syracuse game, which was after Chris Wright's injury.
Mm-hmm.
How much danger is Georgetown in with him not on the floor?
Well, they actually played better in that first game without him than they have since, which surprises me a little bit. I would have thought that they would have, because every guy on JT3's team knows how to handle the basketball. Chris Wright can penetrate and do more things and is their best passing guard. It's not like the other guys don't have a good handle. I'm a little surprised. I think it's been the leadership factor. They just have, Starks is a good guard, but he's young, and he was only averaging about 8 minutes a game. And when he could not play with Chris Wright, he lost a little something too. I think they're going to get him back for the NCAAs. I think he's going to try to go with that offhand problem, and it's going to make a big difference with them. Georgetown is one of those dangerous teams that's going to be seeded lower because of the loss of Wright. But when they get him back, I think they become a dangerous team. And let me say this about Syracuse. The zone that they play, that everybody in the Big East sees a couple of times, when they get into the NCAA tournament, if it's the right matchup, the length of that team and Jardine's ability as a guard and Jackson's inside to go along with the rest of the guys on the back line of that zone, they're going to cause a lot of problems for teams that haven't seen that zone all year long. Teams like Kansas, teams, you know, they don't see that in their league. It's going to be a real problem.